This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Trinity Downwinders Benefit on Sunday, March 11th in Albuquerque. You are cordially invited to attend the first annual benefit for the Trinity Downwinders on Sunday, March 11th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Albuquerque Moose Lodge. Featured local artists include Roberto Perea, Freddie Chavez, Paul Pino and the Tone Daddies, No Complaints, and Frank Chiwiwi and the Latin Jazz All-Stars. The artists and the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium are joining together to raise funds to send a New Mexico delegation to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress in support of the proposed amendments to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA, that would include the Trinity Downwinders. Currently, the Downwinders are not eligible for compensation because they are not included in RECA. Hearings may be scheduled this spring or summer. The Downwinders will testify about the overexposure to radiation they received following the July 16, 1945, atomic bomb test and the resulting health hazards it had and continues to have on the people who have lived in and around the Trinity test site. The Downwinders documented the harm in their 2017 health impact assessment entitled Unknowing, Unwilling, and Uncompensated. The effects of the Trinity test on New Mexicans and the potential benefits of a Radiation Exposure Compensation Act RECA amendment. Between the musical acts, presentations about RECA will be made. RECA was created in 1990 and has paid out over $2.2 billion in compensation and health care to downwinders in parts of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and Arizona, but not to New Mexico downwinders. RECA provides the best health care coverage available with no limits, deductibles, or copayments. New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Congresspeople Michelle Lujan Grisham, Steve Pierce, and Ben Ray Lujan all support the proposed RECA amendments to include the Trinity Downwinders. Tina Cordova, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, is grateful to the musical artists who are donating their time and talents. She said, quote, "There are amazingly generous people in this world who see the value of what we are trying to achieve, which is bringing back the justice we've been waiting for all these many years. Every dollar raised or donated is important and very appreciated." When we show up at the hearings with 8 to 10 people who represent the New Mexico Downwinders, it will have a true impact, end quote. The Albuquerque Moose Lodge is located at 2121 Edith Boulevard Northeast. Tickets are available by calling 505-235-3427. There will be a silent auction. Table sponsorships are available, which include live acknowledgments at the benefit, as well as acknowledgement in the materials submitted to Congress. For more information, please visit TrinityTownWinders.com. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.